morning. I'd like to discuss halachas, which are very rarely negea, except once a year or so. They're very negea halacha lemaisa, but for some people it's perhaps more often, and that is the halacha of chumin. The Mishnah says in Sefer that chavzayin on the base. The Mishnah says that Boibayim Darish Rebekiva. Rebekiva got up and said a drasha. Says in this week's Sedra, on Madoisa Michutz La'ir, and one should measure outside the city as past Kedma, the eastern side of Alpayim Ba'amah. 2,000 Amos. Outside each city, there should be 2,000 Amos which should be left open as a green belt. Or Mikra Acher, amen. The following pasuk, the pasuk before actually says, or Migrashei Ha'arim, Asher Titnu Ad Levi'im, Mikira Ir Vachutza, the open space left open for the Levi'im outside the cities, of the Mikira Vachutza Elef Amos of it, is 1,000 Amos. So we have a contradiction in the pasuk. The first pasuk says 1,000 Amos should be left outside the city, and the following pasuk says 2,000 Amos should be left outside the city. It's a straight contradiction. Says Rabbi Kiva, Boi Biyayim Doresh Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva made a drasha about this. And what did Rabbi Kiva say? Rabbi Kiva said, Yes, Shalema Elef Amos, Shefanema Alpayim. One cannot say that one's meant to leave a green belt of 1,000 Amos because it says one should leave 2,000 Amos. Yes, Shalema Alpayim Amos. One cannot say that one should leave 2,000 Amos, Shefanema Elef Amos, because it says that one should leave 1,000 Amos. So, it's a contradiction. Says Rabbi Kiva, it must be there for a drasha. Okay, says Elef Amos Migrash. The pasuk is telling you 1,000 amos has to be left open as a migrash. And once again to us, Alpayim amos chum shabbos. This is the source, says Rabbi Kiva, that Alpayim amos chum shabbos, that 2,000 amos is the chum of shabbos. In Asura, one is not allowed to have, not allowed to walk more than 2,000 amos on shabbos. Rabbi Lezer, Benayshu Rabbi Yisagdidi, Rabbi Lezer, Benayshu Rabbi Yisagdidi says, no, it's a more practical thing. Elef amos migrash, 1,000 amos is less space. The Alpayim Amos Sabbath the Kramim. You leave 1,000 Amos completely free, barren completely, and the next 1,000 Amos should be for Sabbath and Kramim, for fields and for vineyards. In other words, if you look around the city, according to the Blazer, the nation really takes it, you'd have 1,000 as a green belt, and then another 1,000 as a Sabbath the Kramim. So we have here Rabbi Kiva who holds that the Tchumin. Since Chumin is Zeraisa, it's Minatera. The Gemara, very many places, says, talks about Chumin, Minatera, then one says that's Rabbi Kiva. Now, that is not the prevalent view, because the Mishnah says in Erevin, that's Lamites, the Mishnah says if a person puts down an Erev, on Erev Shabbos, and it disappears, well, we don't know, next morning comes back to check his Erev, and it's not there. Now he knows when he put it down it was okay. The halacha is Sofik Erev Kasha, and the Gemara says the reason why that is because Sofik the Rabbon and the Kula. Now, that means that there's a Stam Mishnah which takes on for the pastors that Tchumen is the Rabbon. The problem is that in the Gemara in Erevin, Dachman Aleph, the Gemara asks the following thing. The Gemara asks, where do I know Erev Tchumen from? The 2,000 Amos from. And the Gemara learns out Gzeira Shabbos. The Gemara says, a whole load of Gzeira Shabbos, which leads us back to our Pasuk of Mardoisa Mechot La'ir. So the Mepharshim asks, how is it possible that you can say Tchumen is the Rabbanon, and yet bring a Gzeira Shabbos for it? Gzeira Shabbos are not bought for the Rabbanon. So you could answer it as an Amos Master. But there are a number of Paskim who say that you see from here that Tchumen is Deraisa. So now the following Pshara is made Lahalacha. And that's where it's very famously known that 12 mil, the size of Machmei Yisrael, 3 parasa, that is Tchumen Deraisa. That means that if a person were to walk 12 parasa, 12 mil on Shabbos, which is about 6 kilometers on Shabbos, he would be transgressing the Deraisa. He would be over Tchumen Minatela. If he were to walk only 2,000 amas, then that's an Issa Drabana. Others argue, and others say, based on the Gemara and Shabbos, Tafkufin and Gimel, that the Gemara says that somebody's Machal Shabbos, the Brahma brings a Brisa, and the Gemara says somebody's Machal Shabbos with something which has which has a ski of skila or a shikus or a chata, he has to bring a carbon. So the Gemara, the inference in that is there's something else which doesn't have that chata. So the Gemara, so that would sound like, but there is such a thing as tchumin deraisa, and the Gemara then says, oh, but that's only according to Rabbi Kiva. Says the Mepharshim that means that according to everybody else, it's drabanan. So if I would sum up, we would say we would have three principal shittas. We have Rabbi Kiva holds tchumin as deraisa, and the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot, Shin Chof Aleph Paskins that tchumin is deraisa for 2,000 minutes in Aseret. The Ramban there on the spot says it's not possible. He argues with him and he says the Rambam changes his mind in Yabba Chavaka. That's 2,000 numbers. 2,000 numbers is much less. 2,000 numbers is 2 mil. So that's Shitta 1. Shitta 2, which is the river, maybe the rift, the pashtus of the Mechaber and Siman Tov Daled, they all hold, and the Rambam in Perek Chof Zayin and Hilchos Shabbos, they all hold the tumin of Yud Beis Min is Deraisa.
Stephen Rambam?
Yes. Well, the Rambam says he changed his mind. The Yud Beis Min is Deraisa, and 2,000 Min is Rabbanon. 2,000 Amos is Rabbanon, and we have the Ritva, the Balamoyer, and the Ramban, and the Biragra in Siman Tov Daled, all holding that there's no such thing as Tchumin being an Acherat call. Whatever it is, Tchumin is much more Chomor in that respect than a Rebbe Chaseris. So the Rebbe Chaseris is Midrabanon, the actual Erev Chaseris, the placing of the Erev is Midrabanon, whereas a Rebbe Tchumin definitely seems to have a basis Min Acherat. And that's Mr. Burr in Tetzvot, when he discusses it, he says that Chumin Drabana is more Chomo because it has a basis for Nafera. Bearing that in mind, I'd like to, in the 21:22, we start a minute late, 21 minutes that we have, make a brief overview of the halachas of Hilchos Chumin for those of us who are going to find ourselves away in places that may require of Chumin. Let's go through the halachas of Arabic Chumin. Every person, wherever they are, we're assuming somebody is found in the middle of a desert, somebody himself alone in the middle of a desert, he has four amas, with which those are his four amas. He can carry within those four amas. Those are his four amas on Shabbos. We learn that out of a pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, Shavu ish tachtov, which Chazal learn means that those were four amas which a person has. A person has four amas to himself. Those are his four amas. The Mechaber brings it in Shin Tadivot for the Ma'amakah. The Gemara then continues in Daf Nun Aleph, and the Gemara says that around those four amas which a person has on Shabbos, a person is allowed to walk 2,000 amas. We learn that out of a pasuk, Al Yetze Ish Mimakayimai. Don't go out of your place. Your place is a box of, if you can visualize this, is a box of 2,000 amas around the box of four amas the Chazal, the Torah has given you. For example, were a person to find himself in a desert, then he would have his four amas and he would be allowed to walk 2,000 amas around the place that he is. How would he work out those 2,000 amas? So the Mechaber in Shin Tav Zayin, based on the Gemara, says that the person walks 2,000 steps because he says that the average step is a person walks, your foot is half an amma, he says, and when you walk in between each step you walk about the size of your foot, which is another half an amma. So together it's an amma, you walk 2,000 steps, you know approximately you've got 2,000 amma. Obviously if somebody has larger steps, but it's approximately 2,000 amma. That's the way, average way to work it out. Now, he says that you should do that before Shabbos. I mean, if a person found himself in the desert, he's obviously trying to get out. If a person's camped in this situation, then he should try and work out before Shabbos, because you're only allowed to do a medida b'makom mitzvah, measure things for a makom mitzvah. We're not discussing the situation this person found himself in. But that's how you're meant to work it out. Now, where those 2,000 amas finish, regardless of whether they finish in the middle of a city or even in the middle of a house. Let's say these 2,000 amas, he walks 2,000 amas in his from his desert, and he'd land up inside somebody's dining room, and those 2,000 amas would finish halfway through that person's dining room, he's forbidden to walk the other half of that dining room. That means he may be allowed to pass things over to the people on the other side in the dining room, but he himself may not walk more than 2,000 amas because his 2,000 amas finished there. That's the Gemara in Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, and that's in Shulchan Aruch Siman Taf and Siman Taf Gimel. Now, if you want to have a person who accidentally walks out of his 2,000 amas on Shabbos, says the halacha that he's not allowed to Siman Taf Hei Sif Aleph. A person who walks out of his 2,000 amas is not Misha Yatzav Chutz V'Tchum. Somebody goes out of his tchum, Afila Amma Acha, one Amma Lo Yikonis, he cannot go back. And he's stuck with four Amas as he is. He's stuck there for the whole of Shabbos. When we learned these halachas, so I was learning with somebody, he told me that when he was 15, 16, they were in a summer camp in America, and they went on a Shabbos afternoon for a walk down to a nearby camp a couple of kilometers down the road. When they got there, they learned the halacha of Hilchas Tchumin. They were told that they'd walked 2,000 amas, they'd gone out of their tchum, and therefore they were stuck. Now, luckily, they were inside a room. Now, the halacha, the special dispensation given to people who walked out the shoygeg, out of their place, that they're allowed to walk within the mechitas, within the walls of a mechitas, they're allowed to walk. That's as if they're Dalad Amas. So they were allowed to walk within the hall that they found themselves the whole of Shabbos. Outside of there, they weren't allowed to walk. But if if a person walks outside his 2,000 Amas on Shabbos, if he does it b'mezid, he's not allowed to, there's no dispensation at all. He's only got Dalad Amas. If he does it b'shoygeg, there's certain times dispensation. But effectively, the halacha is you've lost your 2,000 Amas and you don't get any new ones. So all you've got is four Amas. Now, why does this halacha, Hilchos Tchumin, not pose a shaila for us every week? I want to go visit somebody, let's say, in the Wellington on Shabbos, that's well more than 2,000 amas. 2,000 amas is approximately, depending whether you're going from Chaim Noah or Chazanish, it's about between 950 meters and 1,000, and 1,000 to 100 meters. It's not very much at all. Now, why am I allowed to walk to, let's say, visit somebody in the Wellington, or perhaps even the Royal Free, maybe even more than that, on Shabbos? Why am I allowed to go? So, Chazal say, and this is a basic halacha that we all know, Chazal say that the city where a person is Shabbos, the city where a person is Tehila Shvita, is also included under the umbrella of Shvu Ish Pasod. That means that when Chazal give you Dalet Amis for the place you live, it's not just yourself, it's either your house or even your city, even if it's not walled. They give you the city where it's a build up of houses. That city is considered like 2,000 amas. And that's like 4 amas. Sorry, that city is like 4 amas. That is your 4 amas. And therefore your 2,000 amas doesn't start until you leave that city. So, being that the case, I can walk the length and breadth of London without any problem, and that's why really we're not familiar with this halacha, because it's probably never nageir for anybody who lives in such a big city. It's never nageir this halacha. Now, this city, the area which is Dalet Amas, let's just clarify it. The city area which is considered Dalet Amas is not just the city itself. It includes the service area around the city, which according to Chazal takes up an area of 70 amas, 70 and a third amas. It's called a carpet around the city. That service area of the city is also considered part of the city, and it doesn't just include that. Any house that is within 70 amas, which is, let's say, about 30 meters, the exact measurements in meters are, you'll have to check up whatever an amar is and work them out accordingly. I'm not going to the exact measurements of the amas, because there's machlokes in between Rav Chanan and the Chazanish, so we're just going to call it 70 amas, and when it's relevant, you check up the size of the amas. But if any house is within 70 amas, which for argument's sake is approximately 30 meters, 35 meters, around the city, then that house serves to extend the city and be considered as a further house in the city. To such an extent, the Gemara says the following story. The Gemara says like this. Rav Chisda met Mori Bereda of Huna. He met Mori, the son of Rav Huna, who was the son of Rabbi Mababa. And he said to him, I don't understand, what are you doing here? You've come all the way from Baranesh, which is a faraway place, the Beit Knishta de Daniel. He came, there seems there was also that minig then to go to Rebbe's places. They came to the Beit HaKnesses of Daniel. Daniel davened there, and he walked on Shabbos from Baranesh to this shul of Daniel's shul. To have a slasa party, which is 12 mil, that means he walked more than the Tzum Shabbos Daraisa, or just the Tzum Shabbos Daraisa. The Shabbos. So how did you get here? She says, how did he get here? So he showed him that there were little houses. He showed him lots of little houses, little cities. The Mivlam B'Shivlin Amma V'Shirayim, which were 70 amas away from the original city. So he managed to walk 12 mil away from his city on Shabbos, because because there were lots of little houses all the way along, which managed to extend, which served to extend the border of the city, and therefore his Dalad Amas did not end until those houses ended. So therefore his 2,000 Amas hadn't started yet, and as long as your 2,000 Amas hadn't started, it's all Dalad Amas, this is all within your city, and you're allowed to walk it without any restriction at all. Al-Kuponim, what do we see from here? We see that the city where you live in is like Dalad Amas, and you then work out, you make the city into a box, and you work out from there your 2,000 Amas. Now how exactly you measure your 2,000 Amas, and how exactly you do the city, in Shulchan Aruch it says, in Shin Tati Tet Siv Zayin, Ein Samchin Ela Medidas Adam Mumcha. One can only be, one only relies to rate these calculations, a mumcha, shoyedeh b'midas hakarka, somebody who knows how to measure land, and also, says the Mishnah Berurah, of course, somebody who knows the halakhas of Hilchos Tumim. Now, although I'm going to try and do justice to the whole of Hilchos Tumim, but I have to point out, in these few minutes, but I have to point out that there are a very large number of halakhas which are relevant in order to be able to work out the Dalad Amas of your city. First of, and the 2,000 Amas. First of all, the point. A city in Halacha is squared. If those of you who learned Dachiyomi recently will know, case of Ma'abrin Esaharim, Ayaris, that every city is squared. How Chazal square it and when Chazal square it, that is there's sugyas about that. Then how are measured? There's a specific way of measuring, again, depending when it's flat ground and whether it's a hill, Makadrim Baharim, those are again halakhas which are relevant. But, as a rule of thumb, if you have a city and you have houses within 70 amas, or if you have two cities next to each other, each city gets its own service area, so you have 141 amas between two villages, then you know your Tchum Shabbos hasn't yet started. And therefore you can carry on considering that to be your Dalad Amas, and you can walk 2,000 Amas, which if you take it on the ground, you know, a kilometer or so outside the city without making Hashbonus, you know, cutting out the mountain slopes. So you just go straight without cutting out. Just as you go on the road, you walk 1,000 Amas, you can be sure that you haven't transgressed what Chazal have said. Now, if you're walking your 2,000 Amas outside your city, outside your little village where you are on Shabbos, and as we said, your 2,000 amas finishes inside the village, your neighboring village, you are stuck, you may not walk more than that. That's where you're allowed to walk. If there's a sefer Torah shul in the other village and you want to go and daven in that other village, that you have to make sure that the sefer Torah is within the 2,000 amas of the end of your village, because wherever your 2,000 amas finish, that's where you're finished.
You walk back.
Yes, your 2,000 Amas is an area where you're allowed to walk.
You can walk back.
As long as you haven't gone out, as long as you haven't gone out of the area, as long as you're within the box that Chazal have given you for Shabbos, you're allowed to move freely always. You're actually allowed to move about 4,000 amos because you can move to the other. You've got your little bit. You imagine yourself as a box in the middle of it. You have 2,000 amos either side, so you can go for a walk on this side of the city, village. Shabbos morning and Shabbos afternoon, you can go to the walk on the other side of the village, or north, south. That is your where you live on Shabbos, and this is your the area that you are allowed to go. Now,
the fact that we just rabbim or we just a yuchid or carmelit at the end of the 2,000,
it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference at all. You're not allowed to, even if you're in the middle of a carmelit, you're not allowed to walk further. If there is a halacha that if your 2,000 amos goes right through the village and leaves, so imagine you're walking from here to 2,000 amos, and within those 2,000 amos there's a little village, and you manage to walk right over that 2,000 amos, and you've still got room in your 2,000 amos after the village, then that village itself becomes like Dalad amos, and then you save the space of that village. But if you haven't gone right through the city, through that village, and your 2,000 amos end in the middle of that village, then you have to stop where you are. Okay, that was some tough test. Now, what happens Shabbos morning? What happens if I want to get to a shul on Shabbos morning for headlining, and that shul is more than 2,000 amos away? It's within 4,000 amos, but it's more than 2,000 amos away. What am I going to do? Now, Chazal allowed you a way of being able to do that. And that is that I can live somewhere else for Shabbos. I mean, despite the fact that I don't really live somewhere else for Shabbos, and I'm in my hotel room in the village, I can live somewhere else for Shabbos. How do I do that? And Chazal allowed me to do that when I needed for a mitzvah. Chazal deem a mitzvah to go to shul, to visit your Rebbe, to say Shalom Aleichem to a friend who you haven't seen, who's come from maybe from abroad. If you have a specific pleasure for walking in an orchard, a particular orchard or a particular place, and it gives you pleasure to walk there, that's also considered a mock mitzvah. Chazal allows you to place through it like that, your dwelling place somewhere else. How do you do that? Either, and that moment, of living somewhere else is Bein HaShemoshes. As long as you live Bein HaShemoshes of Shabbos somewhere else, that, as far as Chazal is concerned, that becomes your base, your 4 amos for Shabbos, and your 2,000 amos goes around that. So how do you do that? Either you go there and you be there Bein HaShemoshes. You stand there Bein HaShemoshes. You don't have to say anything, just be there Bein HaShemoshes, you're there. If that's the case, we finish the halachas. There's nothing more to discuss. But let's say you're not there Bein HaShemoshes and you want to be in the middle of your Shabbos meal in the late summer, and it's dark also, and it may be in the middle of the mountains where there's no street lighting. You don't fancy being there Bein HaShemoshes, and when it gets really dark, you don't find your way home, sort of like you did after all the Shabbos. So you want to find an Eitzah to do it without having to be there physically Bein HaShemoshes. So Chazal were mekel on a person, and they allow the person an Eitzah lechatchila to get around it. And that Eitzah is, as we all know, called Eruv Chomin. So let's just briefly explain how one makes an Eruv Chomin. One has to place for an Eruv Chomin food for 2 meals of Shabbos in the place where you want to live that Shabbos. And that food has to be there Bein HaShemoshes. What happens to it after Bein HaShemoshes doesn't matter, but it must be there Bein HaShemoshes. That means that if you decide you're going to live under a tree in the middle of the mountain for that Shabbos, so you have to put your food under the tree on the middle of the in the middle of the mountains, and you have to be sure that food will be there Bein HaShemoshes. So if it gets eaten by a cat, or if it's on the Swiss mountains and it gets taken away by the Swiss authorities because they're busy checking up, then make sure everything's tidy and they take it away before Bein HaShemoshes, your Eruv hasn't worked. It has to be there Bein HaShemoshes. If it's there, what happens there afterwards is not your concern. As I said, if you put it down then just before Shabbos and you know that it was probably there and you've got a suffix whether it was removed, we say that suffix Rabban on the Kula. Now how much is the food of modern state for this? So Chazal say, and that's what it's in the top test, that one either has to put down for each meal 3 eggs or 4 eggs. That's either 6 eggs or 8 eggs, amount of bread, a share of bread, which is quite a lot actually. If you consider that you're making for, let's say, 20 people, or 10 people, you need 80 beitzim, or if you're making for 20 people, you need 160 beitzim of food. For each and every person you're doing it. Even if your wife, let's say you're going for a walk with your wife, you have to put an Eruv Tchumen specifically for her. It doesn't, you cannot be making for somebody else the Eruv Tchumen, because each person, the Eruv Tchumen is each person's Shvu Ish Pasach, each person's Dalad Amud. For each person, even your children over 6 years old, each person, that's in Simon Pasha Dalad, each person has their own Eruv Tchumen which they have to use. And each person has to own that Eruv Tchumen. Every single person has to have an ownership in that Eruv Tchumen which he has. So you have to be zoche with all the halakhos of tchiya, how you do tchiya, pick it up for somebody, and or he has to donate it himself. Each person has to own their Eruv Tchumen. Now, it's a little impractical to put down two meals. For Eruv Tchumen. I once made Eruv Tchumen before I learned these halachas, so I didn't know the halachas. I put down a few matzahs. Now that I learned the halachas, I discovered that those few matzahs weren't enough to qualify for the shear of the Eruv Tchumen I wanted to use. But there's a much simpler answer. As I'll say, that one doesn't have to put down, one has to put down the amount of food one uses from each particular type of thing for those two meals. So for example, as I'll say, if you eat an egg, one egg, as I'll say, a person can eat one egg in a meal, let's say. And one can eat it even raw. So if one puts two raw eggs down, that's already good enough that it's coming. If one puts down, for example, in the here in American summer camps, put down a little bit of peanut butter that can accompany bread eaten on two meals, so that bit of peanut butter is considered the amount of food that is required of peanut butter in those two meals. So for example, if you're making it's coming, you've got a camp, and you've got 20 people, and you want to make an Eruv Tchumen to go from to Minyan down the road, and you don't have your own Sefer Torah. So instead of putting down 160 beitzim of bread, which will be probably definitely gone by the time Shabbos comes in, and it's very impractical, you can put down a jar or two of peanut butter, which will be a sufficient food to be melafes, bread, the bread on Shabbos, and that will be sufficient. Now the peanut butter doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch, but eggs, for example, is something that's specifically mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. If you put down two eggs per person, then that's perfectly okay. And in Shin Pei Vav, the Machaber there goes through the various different foods that one can use, that one uses, and the shear that you need of each type of food. When one takes this, one goes there at Shabbos, and one puts down this food, whichever one is going to use for the Eruv Tchumen, and puts it down, and makes a bracha, bracha to Hashem, and Eikeinu Melech Olam Hashik Chavu, and says to the Tzvano, Al Vitzvot Eruv, and then you say, as the Nusach is quoted, it's in Tov Pech Vav, Sif Dalet, you say, as we know, like we say, when we make an Eruv Chaseret, or Eruv Tashilin, you say, Bezeha Eruv, Yemutali Leilech Lamachan Ploini or Ploini, or if you're saying it for a lot of people, you say Bezeh Eruv Yemutali Ploini or Ploini to go to various places. Now, if I may, just 1 minute. I started late, so I've got an extra minute. If according to what we're saying, somebody who lives in London and he wants to go, let's say, a little bit outside El Street on Shabbos, and he wants to go for a walk, and he puts down his Eruv Tchumen on Erev Shabbos over there, and he wants to go a little bit further, he has to go somewhere a little bit further out there to visit somebody else. Now, is it within? Oh, very good. He wants to he puts down Eruv Tchumen just exactly halfway point to be able to get to that place. Could you explain to me, where does that person sleep on Friday night? He's not going to sleep under a tree on the A1. So where is he going to sleep on Friday night? If you imagine, he's put down his Eruv 2,000 amas just outside the outskirts of London. He can then walk a further 2,000, that becomes his base, and he can then walk a further 2,000 amas further. So where does he sleep on Friday night? Does he have to camp on the last house in London? Is that where he has to camp? He has to knock on the door or arrange something or sleep in the... where is he going to sleep Friday night? Because he cannot walk outside his 2,000 amas, that becomes his base. Now here becomes very important, Malacha. It's in the top chef. There's a machlokes, three-way machlokes. There are those who hold that you're stuck, you have to sleep there. Fair enough. There are the Mechaber holds So you're allowed to go back to Golders Green and sleep in Golders Green, and you have to sleep in Golders Green. That means you have to be Lombok in order to get this halacha. Make sure you have your Shabbos meal here Friday night, you daven here Friday night, Shabbos meal, and you sleep here in Golders Green, and then you're allowed to walk till Elstree or whatever it is, till your place, and at that moment that you get there, you activate your Eruv, and then you're no longer allowed to come back into Golders Green. That means you can then go use your Eruv and get to Radlet or whatever it is. At that moment, it activates your Eruv. Your Eruv is now activated, and now your 2,000 Amos is around that tree, or halfway between Elstree and Radlet, that you're allowed to walk. The Ramah holds that if we gave you, when Shabbos came in, the whole of London, the right to go and live and sleep in Golders Green or in Croydon or wherever you live, then you're allowed to go the whole of London as your Dalet Amos the whole of Shabbos. So according to the Ramah, you have a tremendous kula. One could, even though one didn't live in London for Shabbos, one lived under the tree in the middle of the A1 for Shabbos, the thing is I went and Davin bin Hamar is here, and I slept here in London, the whole of London becomes my 2,000 Amos, becomes a special heter of Lombard, it's like Dalet Amos, and then I've got a further place from where I live, under the tree, 2,000 Amos either direction. Okay, just like to finish off, we're now in the Bein Amidin on Torah, and in the course of being Meshama Shabbos, the Gemara says that Meshama Shabbos, Yisrael Meshama Shabbos, Shema Shabbos, for two Shabbos of Yom Rogalim, then that's course we should be very happy to go to Shema Bukharim.